And now this is a dictation for Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, December the 3rd, 52, address as a letter to Dr. Shireen, S-H-I-R-E-E-N, Khan, K-H-A-N, and Dr. Venkatran, V-S in Victor, E-N-K-A-T-R-A-N, 956-9157. I talked to Randy and wife about my discussion with rheumatology Dr. Venkatran. He has polycystic kidney disease and progressive proteinuria, probably in the nephrotic range. Kidney function has been stable through the years. We are pursuing a renal biopsy. He knows his options, from no dialysis to cross-sectional dialysis versus open one. At this moment, he's choosing to do an open biopsy, mini laparotomy or laparoscopic. He wants University of Michigan Urology to do it. We are going to make that referral. He understands the size of his kidneys and the abnormalities increases his risk, as well as a biopsy might be successful, but the tissue might not be significant of what's going on for the proteinuria. He's been treated for lupus Sjögren and recently added mycophenolate. He's presently not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. In the differential diagnosis, other glomerulopathy, including hyperfiltration injury, secondary type FSGS. I did an internet search of polycystic kidneys, lupus, and proteinuria. A number of case reports are available. In some of them, other diagnosis that they found it was primary membranous abnormality. Given that situation, we will do serology for primary membranous glomerulopathy with anti-phospholipase A2 receptor antibody. If that will be positive, biopsy will not need to be done, and the treatment will be appropriately for that. All is to discuss at length. He's willing to proceed. End of dictation.